What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What's going on? Back with another fine episode.
Another enthralling episode of Friendship Frequency. How goes your day?
It was good. It was busy. Good. Kind of, yeah, a little bit of lack of energy, but I still pushed through it and walked this morning at 4 a.m. and then went to the gym after work. Push day.
Right on. That's good. I feel your lack of energy. Trust me. I did a run this morning and have finally decided that I am going to go back to running. And today was day one and it smoked me. Full disclosure, I did not want to get up and do anything. I stayed up till 4 o'clock this morning.
Damn.
Couldn't shut the brain off and woke up at 7:30. And was worried that if I didn't get up and start my day, that I would sleep till like noon and then be mixed up. So I feel I probably should not have started today, but then I watched some freaking video that was like, you show up on the bad days and blah, 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 blah. Right. Damn it. Let me just get up and do it and get it over with. So it wasn't as bad as I thought time-wise. But I'm definitely smoked, and that has more to do with my nutrition and more to do with lack of water, hence sucking it down now. But yeah, it was good. I mean, you know.
Are we in like self-sabotage mode or what?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe not self-sabotage, but self-loathing is a good way to put it right now. You know, for me, the worst thing I can have is idle time, and not working right now is doing a number on me. So, but I think, like, and I've really like meditated on it and prayed about it, and I really think that's the lesson I'm trying to be taught right now, that, you know, my higher power is trying to teach me right now, that I need to be okay with not being busy all the time. And so just trying to sit in that and not create, you know, issues and drama that's not really there. So I went for a run and solved the world's problems in 40 minutes. Oh. Yeah, it was good. I did puke, but, you know, I feel like if you don't puke, you're not running hard enough.
Right.
So, yeah, it was good, though. I needed it. And I definitely felt better afterwards. Mentally, physically, but mentally, yeah. Physically, I didn't feel bad. I just knew I could feel better if I was doing the right things. So I was just smoked. Yeah. And I still got an upper body workout I got to do here in a little bit. So, but I can do that at home.
Yeah. You back to doing two a day or?
I'm going to run in the mornings that I don't do, because I still want to make sure I'm lifting. I don't want to lose the muscle mass that I've gained. So, and lifting is still good for my body as much as I'm going to be running. So I'm running on the mornings that I don't do legs and then doing upper body. And then like tomorrow I won't run, but I'll do legs and maybe do like a walk in the evening, some active recovery for my legs instead of letting them lock up. Because if I don't, they will lock up. They already tried to earlier and I had to get up and move because I couldn't get my left leg to cooperate.
Right.
So just, you know, back to doing the things that I know work for me. And, you know, will it be perfect every day? Maybe not. I don't know. But right now, that's what's keeping me anchored. So just doing that and getting my water and nutrition back under control. I could eat a half a cow. Like, so I know that my body is burning it faster than I'm. It's burning it, but it's burning the crap. It's not, I don't have, like, I'm not eating great. So
yeah,
it's not enough. So, but yeah, good times, good times. I was checking to see if I had the raccoon eyes suntan because I wore my sunglasses.
Right.
So, yeah. But, you know, all good, though. All good. I'll get there.
You will. Kind of won't have no choice come October.
Yeah, that part, too. That part, too. So, I think it's finally starting to sink in with Jason that when we go to Vegas in November that we're going to be on 75. He's like, oh, my God, we have to be. We don't pause. No, we don't pause.
I think it can be done.
I think we'll be fine. It's going to be, I don't fool myself. I think it's going to be, you know, not a struggle, but I think we're going to have to be very intentional about what we do. So, but I think.
Yeah, provided we don't get out at midnight, you know, we'll have.
Even if, let's say, worst case scenario, that happens, right? We're going to have to make the conscious effort to walk out and go work out.
That's what I was thinking.
So. Yeah, which
get up early, go walk or something, or vice versa, walk in the evening, go do the workout in the morning.
Yeah,
might be trying to think like when the gym would be less occupied. Probably in the evening, late evening time. Because everybody wants to work out in the morning.
The other thing that's going to determine is whether we stay at the hotel or we stay at an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Jason may not even go to the event. Jason may go to the fields with my son because my son will be in Vegas again that same time playing his co-ed world championships. So we'll see. I don't know what he's decided yet. So. And I'm sure my son probably wants his dad there with him. So,
yeah.
And Jason's on the roster in case somebody gets hurt. So we'll see. I would not be shocked if he went to the fields instead.
Yeah. Wouldn't be shocked either.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I know the event's going to be at the Palms Hotel, but they have not released the room block yet. And I just got on the hotel website and looked at rooms, and it was like $785 for the time that we're staying there, which is the 6th through the 10th, I think, something like that, that Thursday to Monday. So, which is not terrible.
$785.
Yeah. Well, and that's without resort fees, I'm assuming. So, but like looking at Airbnbs, because there's a few different concerts and events happening that weekend, it's not much different. So we'll just have to see. I want them to drop the room block so I can see what the price is for that versus getting an Airbnb.
Yeah.
I think we'd be more comfortable in an Airbnb, honestly.
Yeah, but less convenient.
That's what I was about to say. But then we got to look at a rental car and getting back and to and from the event and all of that.
Yeah. And the access to the gym.
Yep. So a lot of factors in play, but we'll figure it out. I'm not
worried. Vegas is supposed to be cheap. What the fuck's their problem?
It used to be. Not anymore. So, but I'm excited though. I'm excited to go both times. And, yeah, looking forward to it for sure.
Right.
It will be the first time that Prove It's been together in a hot minute for just Prove It. You know what I mean? But But I would not be shocked if some Herbalife people showed up. So we'll see.
I'm just curious how many Prove It people, since probably a lot bounced. But
the mass exodus?
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking, Fran? A protein shake?
Yeah, it's a chocolate or fudge brownie MRE light.
Mm.
Raspberry.
Nope, lost me there.
Like, you can't even really taste it, but it's raspberry, like yogurt. It's like thicker consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Banana and peanut butter blended.
Okay.
It's good. I mean, you mostly taste banana and some
like an actual banana, a real banana, yeah. Right? That's what I had before my run this morning. Pretty sure that's what I puked up later, too.
Probably.
Like, because I watch so many different running videos and, you know, because I want to be really good at it. And, you know, some say don't eat, some say do eat, depending on the length, blah, 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 whatever. And like this morning, I only did 2.5 miles. I probably didn't need to eat, but I was like, I took a rad line instead of drinking my ketones because I was like, I definitely don't want to drink that whole thing and then try and run. So I was like, I'll just drink a rad line. But then if I drink a rad line on an empty stomach, no bueno. So I was like, let me throw down this banana real quick. And then took my rad line and I was good to go. And then after it was like, nope. So, but I also think that I went from the heat to the cool really fast. And I think that had a lot to do with it too. So I'm just going to have to play with it and see what's going to work best for me. So yeah. Then after I had some straight up chicken salad, like I didn't want nothing else but the chicken.
Right. I don't know. I just can't get into running. I'll do it for a little bit, but it's not in my future.
Like, I keep asking myself why I'm so drawn to it. And there's a couple different reasons. Like, number one, runner's high is real for me. That is definitely a real thing for me. Number two, Jason and I were having this conversation 2 nights ago about how I have to be in something or doing something that constantly challenges me. If not, I get bored and I get the demons. So I have to be in something that's challenging me all the time, which is it. When he said that out loud, I thought to myself, oh my God, you really do know who I am. And hearing it put that way, like I thought to my God, that makes so much sense as to why so many things have happened the way that they've happened in my life.
Right.
But also, I also think that running and no, this is going to sound sick and sadistic when I say it out loud, but I think running is a form of punishment for myself. And I feel like that's kind of what I need right now, if that makes sense. So, but overall, I want to be really good at it. Like, I want to be able to do it. And like now there's like triathlon shit that's coming up on my Facebook. And I'm like, oh God, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go down that rabbit hole. So I just have to be really careful.
It's interesting. You think it as a punishment.
Have you tried to run before? Do you know what it does to your body?
Well, yeah, it sucks. I mean, but some people actually enjoy it. So
I do. Once I get past the suck, for me, it definitely is. Like, there's a threshold, and once I get past that, like, it's so much better. But
it
that
always
first,
sucks for me.
Those first few minutes, like, I'm sucking air. And my lungs are burning, and my calves, if anybody's ever seen me in person, like, I'm way top heavy. I'm definitely bigger up top than I am my legs. I look like I'm kind of shaped like an apple with legs. If you've never seen me in person, like, that's not exaggeration, y'all. That's for real. So it's my little toothpicks feel like they could just explode at any moment. I want to be really good at it. and I want to, I'm sure a race will come at some point, and I want to be able to do it and be, yeah, finish it and do really well. So I don't know what that's about. I know it has to do with the challenging myself, and I know it has to do with the story that I tell myself that people doubt me and I have a point to prove, whether it's to myself or to them, like either way, whatever lights that fire inside of me. So yeah, I don't know, friend.
You do you.
Yeah, I am. I wish it wasn't running. I wish it was something different.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. That's like with me with the gym. Yeah, it sucks, but then you feel great afterwards.
Yeah. Today was the first day where I thought to myself, I think I would rather run than go do gym and legs in the gym. And I didn't feel that way before. But once I got past the suck and I was okay, like I finally got my breathing under control and got everything. Usually about after that first 3/4 of a mile, right about the mile mark, I'm okay. I start getting in a good pace and get the breathing regulated and my heart settles down. Then I'm like, yeah, I would much rather do this than lift. Because the last time I tried to do legs, that app tried to kill me. Just letting you know, I needed to file assault charges.
It always tries to kill me.
So. And I think it's the endurance thing. To me, I'm super attracted to the endurance of it, of being putting myself in a stressful, my body in a stressful situation like that for a long period of time and being okay afterwards. I'm sure there's probably some sort of psychological something tied to some kind of trauma somewhere along the way that has to do with that.
I mean, let's be real. You're into those hooks and chains. So
if you know, you know. If you don't, yeah. Well.
Refer back to our first episode, or
right, our first couple ones.
Yeah, or the reel that's circulating.
Right. Oh my God, we should go back and check it. I don't even know how many plays that thing has. Good Lord.
Right.
But yeah, I'm excited about that though. Like, really am excited. I've really committed and I've really. The vest thing, I may have to get a different vest. I think I only maybe put about this much water in it this morning, and it's, you know, like a camelback, but I put maybe about this much water and ice. And I think that was a big struggle for me too, was carrying that extra weight, especially on my back. Lord knows I don't need any extra weight on my back. But yeah, so I'll just have to play around with different things and see what works the best for me and what I'm most comfortable with. But I am excited. I am excited about it.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. Thanks. So
you bet.
But yeah. That was my morning, and then came home and did some dishes and had some conversations with Jaden about going back to school. And I have a senior this year, y'all. My last baby will be a senior. I don't know what to do with myself. Moms, if you're listening, listen, if it's your last one, I thought I was ready. I thought I was ready. I've done it 2 times before with my older two. So I thought the third one was going to be like, we got this. And then I went to Jaden's showcase the other night and it hit me that it's the last one. And I cried through the whole freaking thing. God. So wow. Clearly I'm not ready.
Right.
But I am excited. It'll be a fun year for Jaden. And, you know, Jaden's on a ketone kick himself right now. Pretty excited about that. He discovered the root beer ups. And I said, oh yeah, Aaron drinks those. I'll try one because Aaron drinks it. Okay. All right. That's how this works. So, but yeah, good day so far. It's better than it was yesterday. I'll say that. Yesterday was struggle bus.
Was it?
So Yeah. Yep. Can't go into detail because I'll cry my eyeballs out. But yesterday was struggle bus. So today is much better.
Well, that's good. So glad you, today was better.
Me too. Me too. Grateful that today was better for sure. So what else you got going on, friend?
Nothing really. It's the same old, same old.
No exciting anything?
My sisters want to get together, and of course it's on the day we start 75 hard.
Maybe not.
Because it usually consists of dinner. And.
Well, have you decided what diet you're doing for sure when we go back into 75 hard?
It'll probably be carnivore again.
Yeah? Full carnivore? Like only carnivore? Well, then there you go. Just make sure you have some that make that your stuff to bring for the party. That way you know you have food to eat and you'll be fine. And tell them don't eat the crap in front of you. No, I'm just kidding.
All meat diet, cheese and eggs.
I am going to go probably keto, I think. The conversations that have been taking place in our 75 hard chat, I had to just let those go and decide what I was going to do because it was starting to get overly complicated. And I was like, yeah, no, I can't pay attention to all that. I got to just do what I'm going to do.
So, I mean,
I think it made it mostly carnivore, but yeah, probably.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like you can do keto.
Mm-hmm.
And choose to do carnivore during the week, and then on the weekends do keto, you know.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do.
It's not specific, but Frank was overcomplicating it, saying a modified carnivore. And I'm just like...
Well, and my thought was, is that not exactly what... So, I'm just going to do keto and do keto clean eating and call it good. So... You know, the other thing about us being on 75 hard when we go to Vegas and the event being at the Palms has like the best like buffet in Vegas. Like it is worldwide renowned.
Yeah.
Like we could call my chef daddy right now and be like, what's the best buffet in Vegas? And my dad says the Palms. And Jason and I have been there before, and it is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
But that's where it's at, the Palms. But for those of us that are in keto, there will be, and we say we do go eat at the buffet or whatever, there's plenty of options.
Yeah.
Plenty of, we just have to stay away from the dessert sugar section. But yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of meat options, so.
Oh my God, Aaron, just wait. It's wild. Like, you know, America's already known for being like extravagant and everything. Like, that is over the top. Like, yeah. I don't know how many countries we could feed in there, but a few. So.
See, I don't understand the resort fee. So the hotel already charges a certain amount. Say, this is what you're going to pay for the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then why did on top of it, do they add a resort fee?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, they own the hotel. Why don't you just like,
is it like a tax? Is it a tax or something that they have to pay maybe to Clark County, like, or to the state of Nevada?
Just everybody's saying that there's a resort fee.
There is resort fees. We, even when we went to Playbook for Vegas the first time, we had to pay resort fees for the Virgin. So I don't remember. I think we've always paid them and I just never paid a tip. Like I just, that was part of it. I didn't look at it differently.
I mean, when I went to Vegas last time, there was a like incidentals, but it's refundable afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a deposit on your room or whatever.
Yeah.
And they hold a certain amount on your credit card and then release it. Yeah. No, there's resort fees too. When's the last time you went to Vegas for Playbook? Did you stay at the Virgin? No, you guys got that big Airbnb, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, every hotel, we've always paid resort fees. Some of them you have to pay for parking too. Like parking at the hotel that you're staying at. The no, only one.
I stayed. I did stay at the hotel.
For the playbook? Yeah, because the Airbnb that everybody stayed at was Kentucky, right? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We weren't friends till after. We became friends in Vegas, so I don't know what you did. We stayed at the hotel, so
yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Too. But as far as I can remember, we've always had to pay resort fees anytime we've stayed at a hotel. And I've stayed up and down that strip. I can't even tell you how many different places. So, but it'll be interesting to see what they get the room block for, and if it's going to be cheaper, or if it'll be cheaper for us to go the Airbnb route. So we'll find out.
I can't imagine. They don't seem to ever get them that good of a deal.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I just went to the website, and it wasn't even actually the Palms website. It was through booking.com, and it was $758 for the nights that we were there. So.
Yeah, I'm not staying as long as you. I'm flying in Friday.
Yeah.
And then leaving Sunday.
Yeah, we're flying in that Thursday night. Maybe Friday morning. Hold, please.
I did pay an extra $99 to change my flight because I was flying in Friday evening.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I'm glad you looked at that there, friend.
Yeah.
Oh my God, why? Pick all the signs with a traffic light. Okay. So we fly in Thursday night at 10:50 and we leave Monday morning at 11:48. So, and I think the reason Jason got those is because it was cheaper for us to take that flight late Thursday night than it was the early Friday morning flight.
Gotcha. I'm departing on Friday at 7:25 a.m. and getting there at 10:05 a.m.
Okay.
And departing Sunday at 9:40 p.m.
Yeah, they gave, like, on that Zoom call last night, they gave, like, a broad description. Hold on, let me find it. Ashley was able to get the screenshots of it. I couldn't see it. So it's basically what the schedule is going to be, like, what it typically is.
Yeah.
Do, do, do. So it's going to be Friday night at 5 p.m. The event starts, so registration, meet and greet, whatever. Saturday starts at 10, and then Sunday there's supposed to be like some sort of excursion, whatever that means. Which, honestly, I was thinking about this. Would not shock me if we went back to Valley of Fire.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I'm excited, though. We've needed an event for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It will be good.
Well, cool, friend. I think that's all I got. I'm going to get some dinner and chill.
Same. I have a bed calling my name, so I don't go to bed at 4 a.m. again.
Right.
So I am actually, I think I'm going to order a cold plunge tub. That was my other thing. Today after that run, I didn't even need to put my whole body in there. I needed to get my legs in as fast as I could. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
It's funny, y'all. She did a complete 180 from the previous. She's like, no way in hell.
Dude, I thought they were going to explode. And again, lack of hydration, lack of good nutrition, all the things. I know that. But like having not ran, like, yeah, I've ran, you know, like you've seen me run, whatever, but like a concentrated effort for that amount of time and for that distance. And I didn't let myself, I purposely didn't let myself not run up the hills. I made myself run up the hills. Yeah, they were ready to, my calves were ready to pop. And all I could think about was the fastest way to get cold on them. And I just turned the water hose on and just ran it down my legs. So, and surprisingly, bro, my booty cheeks. My God.
Yeah.
I better get a dump truck. That's all I'm saying. So, all right, friend. Well, enjoy dinner.
I would do that. I think like fried chicken.
Heck yeah. Who doesn't like fried chicken?
Right.
Well, all right. I will catch you on the next one.
All righty. Have a good
day. All right, y'all.
Peace.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.